July the 30th, the weather, again. Once again, New Zealand has suffered from a low pressure system coming from northern Australia. Again, a subtropical storm hit Northland first and has created havoc. Streams and rivers broke their banks, flooding low-lying land. Highway 1 was closed for a time because of the water across the road. The storm moved east to the Coromandel Peninsula and the east coast, including Gisborne and Napier. Around 300 millimetres of rain fell in 24 hours. The rain was so heavy in places that it blocked drains and caused flooding. Heavy rain has also caused landslips and closed more roads. In one street on the north shore of Auckland, people had to be evacuated from 14 houses because of the land moving underneath. In other areas, schools were closed and people had to be evacuated because of the danger from rising waters. In Hawke's Bay, strong wind gusts of more than 130 kilometres per hour have brought down power lines and caused major power outages. At high tide, the sea battered the coast, smashing into holiday houses, causing terrible damage. Near the south of the North Island, in the Manawatu, the wind was so strong that it overturned trucks and tore down trees. People said they have never seen a storm like this before, and they feel devastated. In the South Island, on the west coast, the windstorm began at 4 a.m. There were flying branches and roofing iron. Some buildings were demolished by the wind. Power lines were down. It was dangerous on the road with flying debris from trees and houses. In Marlborough, on the east coast of the South Island, a state of emergency was declared because of the flooding. Civil defence people are working hard to make sure that everyone is safe. They have told people to stay at home if possible. Further south, a strong southerly is expected, with snow on the hills to low levels.